Thank you and good afternoon. Rio Del Police and other law enforcement responded to the Davis Street overcrossing in Rio Del last night after a man, who was reported as suicidal, was seen standing in the slow lane of traffic on Highway 101. When Rio Del Police arrived on scene, the man, 52-year-old Ronald Scaife, began to scale the hillside and climb the fence on the Davis Street overcrossing. Additional resources arrived on scene, and the highway was closed off while negotiations continued into 1 o'clock this morning. Scaife eventually was helped off the fence by law enforcement, and he was transported to Sempervirens for psychological treatment. 33-year-old Dinsmore resident Sean Applebaum pled guilty to a felony violation of cultivating marijuana resulting in environmental violations, as well as being armed in commission of that felony, along with other charges. The case stems from August of last year when Humboldt County deputies served a search warrant on two rural parcels of property owned by Applebaum. One of the properties was leased out to others in order to cultivate marijuana without a permit. In total, over 9,000 plants were located, and 8 firearms were found in a trailer on the property. Environmental violations included water diversion, an artificial dam that was built, and trash and other items that were found on the property. Applebaum faces up to 4.5 years in prison and will be sentenced in June. Fortuna police arrested 2 Oregon residents after they were seen in a suspicious vehicle that was parked at the dead end of 2nd Avenue on Tuesday night. At just after 10 o'clock, police responded to the 2300 block and contacted John Shepard and Kimberly Blank in the vehicle, and following a records check, it was revealed that the two were wanted suspects in several bank robberies in Oregon. The two also had various felony warrants out in their name. Shepard and Blank were both booked into county jail and are in the process of being extradited back to Oregon. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office released the results of a sex offender sweep that was conducted all of last week at various locations throughout the county. With help from out-of-area law enforcement, the U.S. Marshal's Office, and the FBI, law enforcement attempted to contact 329 registered sex offenders to make sure that they were in compliance with State Department of Justice laws and that they provided law enforcement with updated information on where they resided. 256 were found to be in compliance, while 32 were not, 35 were unable to be located, 3 were determined dead, and 3 were arrested. Warrants are being sought for the 32 offenders not in compliance with the law, and law enforcement will continue to try and contact the 35 that were unable to be reached. Cal OSHA and Humboldt County Risk Management are investigating an inmate work-related injury that occurred Tuesday afternoon. A 27-year-old male inmate working at the Sheriff's Work Alternative Program sustained a serious injury to his hand while working a large wood splitter. The inmate was transported to an out-of-area hospital and is currently in stable condition. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has news out of Mendocino County.
Humboldt County isn't the only North Coast county working on local ordinances and regulations related to marijuana. The Mendocino County Board of Supervisors approved a medical cannabis ordinance yesterday that will govern how and where cannabis can be grown. Growers will need permits that could cost upwards of $3,700 when all is said and done. Last month, Mendocino supervisors voted to raise the fees to recover costs incurred by the county for providing the services for permitting.
Thank you, Dan. The Arcata City Council will hold their meeting tonight at 6 o'clock, and the council will consider a resolution to make the city a sanctuary city that will encourage undocumented immigrants to access city services and report crimes, with the rationale that the city is safer as a result. The council will also discuss whether or not to support State Senate Bill 54, which would prevent state and local law enforcement agencies from enforcing immigration law. Before Congressman Jared Huffman heads to Del Norte County on Monday for a private meeting with stakeholders, followed by a public town hall to discuss the last chance grade, he will make an annual stop in Bayside on Sunday afternoon, as he will host his annual jamboree at the Bayside Grange. The event will run from 3 until 5 o'clock. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.